to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don, say the date, please.
I hear it. Chris Darling.
Don Cade.
Kimberly Burton.
Carol Sabanano.
Carol Beck.
Perfect.
Nice.
Look at that, perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
You guys want to introduce?
Yeah, Michael Hewlin, Comprehensive Planning Department. And I'm Matt Young, also Comprehensive Planning Department.
Thank you.
Two today.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda items. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board of Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the end of the general comment by public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Item 3, approval of the minutes for March 26, 2024.
Make a motion.
Aye.
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 Item 4, approval of the agenda for the April 30th, 2024. Hold, combine, or delete any items.
Make a motion to approve as is.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any announcements?
Aye.
Okay.
First item, ET24400041, UC21-0316, a P87 Legacy Trust use permits first extension of time for the following. 1. Allow an accessory building to exceed one-half the principal building, one-half the footprint of the principal dwelling. 2. Allow the accessory structure non-architecturally compatible with the principal building. And 3. Waive design standards for an accessory structure on 1.1 acres in RS20, residential single-family 20 zone within the neighborhood protection RMP overlay, generally located on the south side of Helena Avenue and the east side of Kevin Way within Long Mountain. Applicant?
Good evening. My name is Chris Higgins. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, which is AK87 Trust, located at 4280 Kevin Way. This is our extension of time for UC210316. The County Planning Commission granted that on September 21st, 2022. And like you said, the use permit allowed for a detached garage. So, condition is granted that the applicant commence construction in 2 years, but the owner has been diligently trying to get a contract with the contractor to help him build it. He eventually has got that. They've submitted various plans to the building department. I think those plans are almost ready. They've received comments back. They've also hired an engineer for the to get the grading plan. My understanding also that that plan is ready to go, subject to this getting this approval. The owner did want me to let you know that if this is a process that took longer than he thought, but he thinks he's got it in hand and he's ready to go on it once you get approval. He thinks he can get the building started this year within this summer. So I'm going to ask for your approval and get an extension on the process.
And staff has also confirmed that you are diligently pursuing your permits.
Yep.
Any comments for the board?
Mm-hmm. No, sir.
See none, we'll open this item for public hearing. Anyone here from the public wishing to speak on this item?
I don't think the microphone is on. We could not hear anything back here.
Okay, we'll check it out. Mm-hmm.
Here comes Don.
Did you want to speak? Do you have any questions? Come on
up.
Okay, state your name.
I live in Nordic Elves, 8745 Los Andorra Circle, and I've lived out here for over 35 years. And that piece of property is right near my house. It is, you know, it is about an acre, or just a little bit over an acre. The house is a nice house, and he has a structure that I'm assuming is a garage next to it. I would like to know details so I can have an opinion on if it's going to fit in the neighborhood. It does say on here, I had questions about, is it going to be graded up, how high is he wanting the structure to be? There is a long-standing understanding that that area that is a preserved area for many, many years, and that's why we've been able to maintain residential estates, half acre and plus, and building extra buildings like that without making them look, the exterior to look like the rest of the house has been an issue over the years. And we ask that just those zoning criteria have been in place for as long as I have lived out there, since it was BLM land. And it is nice to keep those intact. If you wanted to buy out there, you should know that those laws and zoning rules were there in advance. We don't want an unsightly looking building that's in a nice neighborhood and is surrounded by other nice homes. I think it would block the view from the other homes. And it's just not appropriate for where we are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just for the public's benefit, since maybe there was some clarification on whether or not you heard the applicant's presentation, this is a extension of time for a permit that's already been approved. So this was approved in September of 2021, and they had 2 years to complete it, and they're in the process of getting their permit, so they needed additional time to do it. So this is
item. Well, then I say don't approve it.
What's that?
I would vote don't approve it.
Okay, thank you.
So just let me show what the garage is going to look at, so you can see that it's going to be a metal building. However, his house is a country style home with the black top and the black siding, and he's going to make that match exactly what his house looks like. Even though it will be metal, it will be the dark black features with the white, and it will match with what's existing on the lawn. So, and as you're correct, this is just for an extension of time to allow us to continue because it's already been approved.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public wishing to speak on this item? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing and bring it back up for any discussion.
Yeah, right.
Our purview is only to approve the extension of time. So we don't have the ability to comment on what's already been approved.
No.
That was already done. So just for clarification, that would have needed to have been discussed in September 21 when this was approved. So we don't have the purview to.
You can't go
but
back and make changes to it.
Even if, was there disapproval then? Because
it was approved then.
Just so you know, and I don't know if you actually heard what he said.
I did not.
So the accessory structure that they're in the process of getting the permits for, that they were already accepted for, will match the house. The color, the type, it's going to be a metal building, but it's going to be painted and the roof, all that stuff. He just said it's going to match the main house on the property. So it's not going to be some eyesore of a building that looks completely different. They are going to match the house that's on the property,
which has been confirmed by that's been confirmed by staff as part of the approval of back in September 21.
Well, when they say that, it's just that it's not stucco, like looks exactly like
that.
Exactly. The
house. Yes. Right. It says architecturally incompatible, you know, with what exists there.
Yep. It's difficult to read through the lines.
That is a 4,000 square feet. That is massive.
No, unfortunately, it was approved already. We just got to say, hey, I know it took you this long. Are we going to give you a little bit longer to build it?
And that's I would say, I oppose that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion?
Sure. I'll make a motion to approve UC21-0316A extension of time 24-4041 K87 Legacy Trust for the first extension of time.
Aye.
Sorry. I hear what you're saying. I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
But.
No need to apologize.
But I want to.
And I appreciate you coming. That's part of this process that we'll go on the record. This does go to Planning Commission on.
And pay attention to these.
This lines. Does go to Planning Commission.
That's good.
On what
date?
2 years is a long time, though.
Yeah. Permitting takes almost a year. It's ridiculous.
That is
Thank
true.
You.
The 21st.
There's a lot Thank of bureaucracy.
Yes.
Next item?
Next.
Is, where's my agenda? Here. Item 2 on the agenda is VS 240117, Greystone, Nevada LLC, to vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Ant Road and Hammer Lane. Between TV Lane
much.
And Fort Apache Road within Low Mountain. Applicant?
Yes, good evening. Lexa Green, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, who is Lennar. We're here to request to vacate and abandon some pet easements that are on the site. The subject site is located on the southeast corner of Ann Road in TP. Just to give you a little background, in June of 2023, this site, along with another portion to the west, was approved for a 107-lot single-family residential subdivision. We're coming in and requesting to abandon 4 30-foot-wide patent easements that you can see outlined on those two exhibits there. Staff is recommending approval. We thank you for your time and consideration of the application, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Any questions for the applicant?
No.
Nope.
With that, we'll open the public hearing. Anyone from the public wishing to speak on this item, please come forward and state your name and address.
Sorry, no.
I mean, you drove all the way down here.
Yeah, I don't live there.
Please come forward.
Okay, last name is Ells, 8745 Boston Dora Circle. Can I speak?
You cannot speak to the applicant. You have to address your questions.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
So, will there be grading up? I mean, okay, when we moved out here, there was a square mile that was reserved. We were allowed chickens and you could ride horses out here. There were trails, there were skydivers. And I know things have changed. We have had a long fight all these years to keep out businesses, a gym that was right in our, directly in our neighborhood, the street lights that have now encroached in this area. There's a reason that we all moved out here. We wanted something that was not the typical sidewalks, lighted structures. Are people still aware that those things exist? And if you want to live out here, then live out here with the standards that are already set and not ask for a permit to change things. I don't know, it's a huge structure. It's at least make it architecturally compatible, use stucco, not a metal siding. We have compromised with other businesses that have, when they wanted to put the gym out here, I said, okay, fine, but don't make it two stories. Make the landscaping. You are in a neighborhood, and now you're bringing in a business. This is why that square mile of reserved properties, we don't want the high density. We really don't want the tract homes. It was supposed to be custom homes. So, and I know Ann Road and was it TP?
Yes.
That's right up in there too. I'm not understanding why the developers, the builders, everybody gets to come in and buy it up and then approach the people who live here. And I wouldn't have gotten a notice on this one.
So can I show you something? So this item specifically that we're addressing right now, it's because they own several parcels, and the roads that would typically, because we're on a grid system, that would go through are in the middle of their neighborhood. And so it makes sense to vacate and abandon these roads so they can use that land instead of it being open for people to traverse through, so that you can have a continuous neighborhood.
right? So that's really roads right now.
It's not really a road.
Confirm their patent easements that were set.
I understand that, the easements.
Yeah, that's all.
All around my neighborhood.
That's what this one's about.
But that's where the horses ride.
Well, not inside a neighborhood.
No, not inside.
No, not inside the neighborhood.
But trust me, I think other than Carol, we all live in the RMP. So we are 100% with you. We want to keep things extremely rural. It is very difficult to get encroachment to not happen in our area. We all have horses, and so we're like, hey, you moved out here and then you complain about the flies? It doesn't work that way. I get it. But we are bound by certain things that, especially now we have Title 30, we have to abide by Title 30. And there is going to be development that happens, unfortunately, because unless we all buy the neighboring property next to us so that our view doesn't go away, unfortunately, it's just the sign of the times.
And keep in mind, these are all half-acre lots.
Yes.
They're conforming.
They're conforming.
I understand that. They conform to the half-acre because there was a group established right off.
Right.
And I don't know if they're still in existence because a lot of those people that were mighty fighters have passed. And that remains that way. The high density is not allowed in, and I appreciate at least the half-acre. But the other stuff is important too, the little things.
Absolutely. Don't disagree.
Yeah, and I would assume that these structures are going to be more than single-story.
These are actually all single stories.
They are?
Yes.
They're all going to abide by the RMP requirements.
Now, can they allow gradings?
Sometimes it has to be done.
Goes up even higher?
Per code, they can only go so high. It has to comply with code.
Yeah, they did not ask for a waiver or variance on the height of the lots. Everything is per code. That's why it never came in front of us, because they built it per code. The only reason they're in front of us right now is to get rid of the utility easements and the patent easements, which basically said, BLM said many years ago, you could put a water line down here.
Yes.
They want to get rid of that.
Which is standard.
Yep, this is all standard for the area.
I just have visions on Hickam.
And the lots are done.
They have a structure that went up.
The lots are already built.
Years ago, that was a big fight, and it's still an eyesore, no matter how many trees you plant around.
So here's the thing, we appreciate you coming to this meeting, and we would appreciate you coming to more meetings and paying attention to more about what's going on in the neighborhoods.
Put them in a caravan.
As Allison said, almost all of us here have horses, and we all live in the RMP. So we fight the same fights that you are speaking of. The items on this agenda tonight are actually really not towards that per se, but what you are saying is 100% what we believe in. And we need more people like you to protect our neighborhoods and to come to the meetings, learn more about what it is that we do up here, because we are a volunteer board of neighbors who have come together.
Yeah.
And we're always looking for people who want to come onto this board. And we learn a lot about development, believe me, and there are just some things that have to happen in order for development to go forward, but it's all about learning how to work together. But we need people like you in our neighborhoods, and so thank you very much for coming up here and voicing your opinion and watching out for our rural preservation, because that's important.
With that said, Board Member Burton's comments, you know, they don't go lightly with us. One of the reasons we're here is because we do feel passionate about our neighborhoods.
Yes.
And the rules that have been fought for in the RMP and in the Northwest for many, many, many years, we've all been here a long time, are the nexus of Title 30, are the nexus of the code that's been adopted. We are here to make sure, or to ensure, or to attempt to ensure that those rules and codes are complied with.
Good, I appreciate that.
And to explain those to the public. So.
If a lot comes up here and it's less than 18,000 square feet, we deny it.
Doesn't comply.
But we deny it.
We're lucky we all get along like that.
We're all on the same page.
Sometimes we vary a little difference.
With that said, we also have to follow the rules, and we did stay 3 minutes for the applicant, unless we gave you more time. So appreciate it.
And that's why I didn't call in and just oppose it. I wanted to hear the details. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
The only thing we learned, right?
Ma'am?
That's it.
That concludes the regular scheduled items. Any general business by the...
We have to vote on this.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Got distracted.
I'll make a motion to approve VS24-011-7, Greystone, Nevada, LLC, for abandonment of easements of interest.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 7, general business. Any general business from the county? So I do have one comment, general business. So last night I was coming home at about 7 o'clock, and on the corner of Tanea and Craig, where the CVS is,
yeah,
on the spandrel, on the sidewalk...
You mean near the Bananos Pizzeria?
Yes.
On
the spandrel, on the sidewalk, was a...
Taco shop?
Three pop-up tents,
yeah,
with,
yep,
with string lights.
Yes.
Full-on propane grill.
And did we just passed that,
did
right?
You ever try it?
It's awesome.
It's all red.
Yeah, you're eating their food?
I did.
Did you ask for their health district?
No, come on. I grew up in the Bronx.
So, yeah, really?
So I'm back on the code enforcement thing. But by the time I would have gotten home and got online, that's probably going to be gone, and who knows if it comes back again. But
they're all around here. They go.
We
everywhere.
Had, yeah, we had them. As part
Carol,
of the...
you got the fruit guy up by you.
Oh, I've got everybody up by me now.
Yeah. Hey. I'm sorry.
We had discussed wish lists, and part of that was,
yes,
was adding funds for code compliance to be able to have some help out here in the RMP. Has there been, and do you know if there was anything that...
I can suggest anytime you see something like that, the department will be there.
So,
because right now that the law just passed.
Law just passed, right. Yeah.
So,
but that's not what he's asking.
Well, that's part of it.
Right.
That's the first part. And then the second part, I can look into it. I can ask for sure.
What
would you want the money for? So
they don't have to pay me. I'll do it.
I'll get you.
Yeah.
Flashlight, maybe?
I want a badge. I do want a badge.
It's definitely something we can look into. And obviously, right now, with the momentum going that way, you know, I think it would be...
I was just like, seriously?
It's good stuff.
So, you know, Kimmy and I met with the Northwest Area Command.
Yes.
And
neighborhood watch.
We are. You guys? Start a neighborhood watch. I got to go down and get my signs. I'm going to plaster them all over the place.
Watch?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a little red light on the top of my golf cart and drive around and have a horn.
Oh, the mobile red light.
That's right.
But, yeah, so... What was she saying about that?
So she said, first of all, she did deny that there weren't enough code enforcement officers. I'm like, come on, you know, we were told, what was it, about a year ago, that there was only one?
One per area.
Not even
like
that long.
Including in the Springs.
Yeah.
Yes. But she said the best way is honestly to email, and I'll send you guys the email address, is to, when you have a problem, email. I'm like, okay, so when do somebody check the email? If we need police to come out and like, well, we still be on record. Because every time we kept talking about things
Stay
that happened,
right,
they're like, oh, I didn't hear about that. So at least it would be on record.
Yeah. I've taken
and take a picture.
I've taken
an
pictures
email.
And videos and posted them on their Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
And it took a week to get the response.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only like four responses, mm-hmm, four posts a week on that Facebook page. So thank you for attempting to do something.
And don't take this personally, guys, but you ask a government entity to get on top of something.
I get it. But the first thing, you know what she said to us? You cannot be a vigilante.
No, you can't.
And I'm like, what? I was coming here for my card to say I'm a vigilante and I'm going to take care of it on my own.
So what exactly does that mean? I mean, can I get out of my car and ask to see a certificate?
No. They basically just want they
want everything documented.
Yeah,
they
Carol,
want everything
that's the,
documented.
You can't do that anymore. It's not safe.
And I said, well, since we're putting it together,
wow,
a neighborhood watch, we're buying the signs, we're having captains for our specific areas. Does
no,
that
sure.
mean that
yeah.
we have a no. direct line to somebody who maybe has more authority than somebody picking up 311? And she said, no.
We had the head of the North Police Department up here living in our neighborhood,
mm-hmm,
and it didn't do us any good. We had a neighborhood watch.
Well,
one of my neighbors said to the neighborhood watches to give everybody a gun and let them walk around.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, we'll
any more general business? None. Items 8 on the agenda. Any comments by the general public? Seeing none, next meeting date is May 14, 2024, and the meeting is adjourned.
Do we want to address the next meeting?
Yeah, we're probably not going to be here.
Right.
I think our comrades in the Long Mountain area need us.
Yeah, we're going to the city council.
You're gonna be the one here. We're gonna be the city council meeting.
Oh, then I'm going there. Is that the thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no.
So there won't be any members here.
We won't have a quorum on the 14th. Yeah.
Yeah. If that's something you want to fight against, ma'am.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do or not, 14th.